I go now to Gail Schumann, who I invited to chat to Cape Talk and myself this morning because I attended a class of hers over 9 weeks, which involved a whole lot of techniques about art, but it wasn't just about art. It was as having art as a reflection of our lives. Gail, good morning.
Hi, Lindsay. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for chatting with us this morning. You call it heart art. Tell us why you came by that name.
Yeah, as you said, it's more than just art that we do in the studio. It's about tapping into your internal resources through the act of art making. But it's about stirring the things that keep us going from day to day. So it's looking at emotions, it's looking at the ways that we express ourselves, it's looking at the things that we're dealing with on a day-to-day basis. And
also looking forward, I suppose. I mean, because part of what you were doing is it's about being creative and unlocking your creativity in terms of what you're going to do moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. So heart art is really about, in this moment, what am I feeling? What am I processing? What am I experiencing in my everyday life? And how can I tap into my own resources and through creativity see what's going on in my internal landscape? And how can I work with those internal things that are going on to look forward and to project into life and how I want to live my best life?
Mm. And for me, what I really liked about it is you don't need any art experience. You guide us through the techniques and the focus is on the process, not necessarily the product.
Yes, that's right. So I came about something called ASTAR, which is Awakening Spirit Through Art, that was developed by a Capetonian called Lindy Solomon. And she's been in the art and curriculum and education industry for the last 35 years, and I trained under her, and that was really where it struck me that it's all about the process and not the product. Mm-hmm. So especially with art making, people can get so fixated on that end product, and as soon as you put the title of art to it, people expect you to be able to produce artworks that, you know, are going to be exhibited in exhibition halls or on the mantelpiece. Mm-hmm. But this is saying, can we use art for the sake of bypassing our inner critic, working with our judgments, and seeing if we can overcome all of the outcome pressure that we put ourselves in when we're creating art, and really go with, okay, well, let's embrace mistakes. Let's play with curiosity. Let's be intrigued by what we can do on a canvas. And let's practice that sense of being here in the moment and working with mindfulness.
And what I really liked, for example, I mean, to that end, because many people have had feedback from an unfortunate teacher who says, oh, you know, that's a wonderful sheep. And they say, no, it's a unicorn or a dragon.
Yeah.
So that sense of you're not a great artist. And what I really loved is, for example, doing a drawing with your eyes closed. I mean, that really speaking to the fact that you're not really that concerned about what the outcome is. And what it does, it as you say, it unlocks the spirit. I mean, so awakening spirit through art, that's really what it is. So you can't think about what you're doing. You just allow it to come, which is, I think, very powerful.
Yes. I mean, art is a form of art expression. So if we can bypass that internal critic, if we can bypass the literal mind that says, oh, I'm not an artist, I can't create,
yes,
if we can dull or soften the volume of those voices and then go into, okay, well, I'm here, I'm in the moment, let's just see what I can do. We can try and sort of discombobulate the lineal mind and say, okay, well, let's draw with our non-drawing hand. Or as you say, yes, let's draw with our eyes closed. Or
yes,
let's just dip our fingers into paint,
yes,
and then make a gesture with our body on the page,
yes,
and see what happens when we do that. And that's when we can really untap our true unique creativity.
And I like that you used so many different techniques. I especially enjoyed the technique of using inks and tea and coffee, for example. And then you gave us Jik, you know. Yeah. And so what Jik does is it's like a negative impression. You also gave us various things to work with. So we had feathers and toothbrushes and a stick. And at times you invited us not to use it like a pencil. But so in other words, to more let the spirit do it than us trying to consciously mimic or copy something.
Exactly. I mean, if you think about when you were a child and making art, I mean, they're in the moment. They're not too fussed about what materials they're using or the quality of the material, but they're just really curious about what's happening if I dip this feather in black ink and then sweep it across a surface.
And something so simple like using water, which is not a fancy technique. And, of course, the clay work where you said, you know, let the clay do it. Don't push the clay. Let the clay do the work. Which
is so often we put so much pressure on ourselves because we try and control a situation too much. When we try and control something too much, that's generally when the universe is going to say, "Well, actually, we're not going to play your game. We're going to do something a bit different."
Mm.
So there are lots of mistakes that happen in the art space. And we say, fantastic, let's embrace these mistakes. Let's embrace that accidental spill or splodge of color. Because then it's forcing us to step out of our comfort zones and step out of our what we think is the right path and kind of go with something that was thrown at us from a left curve.
Yeah. And in closing, I really like the fact that there's a reflection process. We kept a journal. And how can people get hold of you, Gail?
My website is gailskuman.com. And it's best to get to hold of me that way. They can also visit the astar.co.za website for a list of the teachers in the area.
And we're going to have to leave it.